6 years ago, a young man who was born on a kitchen table in the backwoods of Lake City, Florida, began his historic journey as the host of an award-deserving podcast. That was in January of 2012. It is now 2018, and that formerly young man continues his quest to not only deserve an award for his show, but to finally win one. For the Spike on the Mike Show.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mike Show. You know it's 7 o'clock on a Monday, which is April 27th. 7 o'clock, we are here at our beautiful location known as Hooters on 4715 West Hillsboro. And if it's not 4715, then look for 4719 or 4715. You'll be able to find Hooters. We're right here on Hillsboro Avenue in the greater Tampa Bay area. The weather is nice. The view is gorgeous. Lindsay is our waitress tonight, and she is helping us today or tonight. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am the guy known as Spike on the Mic. But without further ado, let me introduce the crew. In my peripheral vision, as I look at him, we like to call him the man who's homeschooled and he has a boat. I'd like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, of course, how you sticking? Yeah, something's...
How about now? How about now?
There we go.
I'm sticking like somebody who's really excited about the baseball season that just opened since this is April 27th.
What? I said April? So, I guess I was wrong. It's not April. It's August.
Oh, so it's not baseball season?
No, good gravy.
I have nothing to live for.
Doesn't both of them start with an A?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's close enough. And, of course, every time at 7:02 or 7:03, somebody screams down Hillsborough County with their Midas muffler on broke. All right. So, the next guy who's putting the sound through your eardrums, we like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who owns a calendar.
All right. And you guys, you're wondering why we're here. I can't tell you that. We're only here because of one reason, and he's not here. We put him on vacation. He didn't even put in his vacation time. So the next sound you hear is going to be this guy here we like to call Bill Smots. Bill Smots, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like it's Adios 27th. Starts with an A. I figured I'd just go A.
Is that really a month?
It's not a month nor a month.
Month.
But yeah, it is an A word, and apparently all A words are fine. So it's A-hole 27.
Okay, I don't think you understand how this works. There's what? Only 12.
You're always right.
I don't.
There's 13
months.
Could
you explain it?
How many months in a year? There's 12 of them.
Well, yeah. This year, yes.
And some of them have A's.
Yeah.
They all go together.
Right.
And all the ones with a B in it go together.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like Bo Bember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bucktober. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So if I ask you a question.
February.
If I ask you guys a question, give me all the months with an A in it. You would know which ones I'm talking about, right?
I would say August.
Yeah.
I would say August only because, guess what? It is
August.
It's August.
That's what it is.
Now, if you were to say April, maybe there's a better reason.
Let's put this ship back on the track. So, the next time you're going to hear is my man. We like to call him the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the most wonderful time of the year because it's almost football season, baby.
April 27th is almost football season?
They play football. Almost.
They play football in April?
Almost. Starts with an A. Almost.
Almost.
Oh. Almost football season.
Oh, yeah.
Stay with me now.
That's the famous 13th month, almost. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and so you guys know how when you rub your hands together, like when you're happy that something's going to happen?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm rubbing my hands together because I'm so happy because this next sound you hear, she totally agrees with me. She understands. She speaks Spike. We like to call her the lovely, the talented Miss Kim. Kim, how you sticking?
Hello. How are you guys? I'm sticking great because I'm glad to be here with y'all.
Oh, that's so nice.
Can I go out on a limb and say I missed you?
I missed you too.
Right. Wow. But did you miss me because I said it first?
Yeah.
No.
Your voice
Spike
got deep,
still
Kim.
Texts me. He still texts me every once in a while.
That's right.
He keeps in touch with me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because, you know, I want her to know that every once in a while I'm thinking about her.
And he does. He lets me know that.
But she don't let me know.
Oh, you're full of shit.
Yeah, that's okay. But you know, we'll it's not a one-sided relationship. So I'll just let
now. Last time we saw Miss Kim, she had the lovely Dina with her.
I was waiting for this.
Oh, I know.
Dina is not here tonight.
Oh yeah.
Is she with the
Jazz
man?
No, I'm not
disappointed.
She better not be with the. Is she with the Jazz man? The jazz guy from the last
game? Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's her excuse.
Oh, there's a scat man.
Yeah.
I'm happy Kim's here because Kim's great on her own. So that's awesome. But
don't suck up now.
But you let it finish.
It would be nice if Dina was here.
But he wishes Dina was here.
But I wish Dina was here.
But when I came, you said, I'm just glad you're here.
I'm just glad you're here, though. Yeah.
Me too.
That has something to do with butt.
And if she's with that lousy jazz man, she can stay with him.
Are you texting her right now?
No, I don't have her phone number.
The jazz man does.
Dina and the jazz man.
Killing me.
Well, anyway, we are here in our Hooters location, and you always can play along by giving us a call at 813-699-3900.
You shouldn't say that,
though. We're a caller-driven show.
Because then, no.
We're a caller-driven show. We do this
for
the people.
We never. No, we get the worst calls of any show.
Okay, yeah. So listen. Everybody, there's a seat for every ass. Everybody needs somebody.
There's another A word.
You calling me an ass? Oh, yeah.
I think that's our theme today. It's going to be A words.
And what other show gets a toilet flush as a phone call?
Yeah, that's true.
But
those are your
Kim,
listeners.
Kim.
Those are our listeners.
Do you not believe there's a seat for every ass?
Do you smell the gasoline?
I'm sitting right next to him.
Oh.
Wow, we had a bump. That'd have been nice right about then, but, you know, this show is going on.
But you know the nice thing about a toilet flush? It's a fresh start right after that.
Yeah, that's true.
As long as you got some Huggies wipes.
It gets it all.
That's right. Okay.
All right, so
that's ready for a dog to drink. Yes, right after that.
What? Okay, let's get the train back on the track. Because, guys, listen, I always have to do this.
Yeah, we would be if it wasn't April.
Yeah.
I have to do this. We have guests. Make us look good. Oh. Make us sound good. So we can have. We
Kim's
can have.
Known you a long time. Doesn't matter what we do here for the next 56
true.
Minutes.
Yeah, she showed up.
Oh.
Yes. She knew what she was getting into.
Oh, okay. Well, Hark, I have a major announcement that's going to happen around the 7:38-ish hour.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so.
What is it?
The Herald Angels sing?
Yeah,
glory
announce it now.
To the newborn king.
Hold up a minute.
Wait,
a game changer.
Hold on a second. This is not. I smell fumes.
Yeah.
It's I'm going to tell you why. No. There's a. They're delivering gas to the convenience store right next to us.
Right.
But the wind's blowing this way, though.
And when you deliver gas, the vapor hose comes. The vapor comes out of the tubes, and the tubes are right next to the air conditioning duct for Hooters.
Oh.
Every time they deliver gas, it gets sucked into the air conditioner.
So what are you saying?
Does that happen every single time we're here? Because I always have that smell when I'm here.
If they're delivering gas, then yeah.
That's the gas man.
Yes. Yeah. That is the schedule.
So listen, this show not only...
You need to change the schedule, Spike. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, I do, because this show not only entertains, but we also... fulfill you with knowledge of nuggets. We have the professional gas hauler right here. He hauls gas, and he knows why y'all smell.
That's right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad
I didn't know that. But so, normally I would do this in the late hour, but I'm going to put her on the spot. Lovely, talented, beautiful Kims.
Yeah.
What's been happening on your side of the world? Tell us, are you've been moving and shaking.
I took my daughter to school a couple weeks ago.
Wow, that's shaking.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my excitement. I went to Sam's Club yesterday. That was really shaking.
For school supplies?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, for lunch.
Lunch supplies. Lunch supplies.
You know, you get those big jars of mustard and mayonnaise.
No. You're daring on a Sunday, no less.
Going to Sam's Club? Have you ever been to Sam's Club on a Sunday?
Yeah.
It's very daring.
Or Saturday, Sunday, either way. But
everyone's
cussing
each other out in every single language you could possibly think of.
You know, the time to go is either Sunday morning before 10.
Okay.
Or 10, 11 o'clock, because people are still in church.
I seriously thought this
Friday
was
Friday night.
I seriously thought this was going to be interesting.
It was interesting.
My life is not interesting?
Well, I mean,
I do have a new job.
Holy mackerel.
We need to open a mechanic shop on Hill's
Grove. I'm telling Midas, if you're listening, right across
over
here.
We got a good location
We got a good location.
Did Bennett New Car Auto Sales have a service department?
We used to.
Yeah, see? Look at that. You could have taken care of that.
I know. But I do have a new job. Is that what you're talking
about? This is exciting. All right, listen.
Actual news on this show.
That's right.
First.
We broke gas coming through the fumes. Now we're talking
about... What do you mean we broke gas? That doesn't sound right.
We broke news about gas coming through the vents.
The air conditioner breaks gas every week.
Right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding about the futures of my girlfriend, Kim.
Future.
I did not leave far from the branch. Yeah. I am working for Hooters.
There you go.
Don't be disappointed. I am not a Hooters girl, so you do not have to see me in those shorts.
Damn.
Oh, come on. I'm still in.
Have you tried them on when you're over there? No.
I'm too old for that.
Old people go to Hooters.
Yeah.
Young people don't want to see old people in shorts.
Yeah, but listen.
Who cares what they want to see?
But listen, I'm thinking, I got a better chance on an older Hooter woman than I do on a younger Hooter woman.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's
true. You have a better chance with an older woman, period.
That's not creepy at all.
Thank you for your confidence. Oh, yeah. All right. But before the show goes deep into it, by the way,
I brought your walker.
We got to tell the people, thank the sponsors for why we're here.
Oh, I heard of that.
Sometime today.
Great.
How about right now?
What's your secret?
It's no secret, Pumpkin. It's Provisil. Dr. Muscovy said it would make everything better, and boy, was he right.
Provisil. What's it for?
I don't actually know, but as long as I'm shooting below par, I'm not going to ask.
Sounds great. You think old Doc Muscovy would prescribe some Provisil for me?
Mind you, I'm no doctor, but the way I see it, Provisil's good for everybody, so far as I know.
But as you said, you're not a doctor.
That's right, Pumpkin. I'm just an ordinary guy who takes a lot of drugs.
And golfs like a son of a bitch.
Provisil is not for everyone. Consult the physician before taking Provisil. Do not take Provisil if you ingest food on a daily basis. Side effects may include nausea, vomiting, headaches, stomach cramps, dizziness, confusion, liver and kidney failure, hemorrhaging, loss of mental acuity, diarrhea, shortness of breath, chest pains, swollen testicles, irritated bowel, pigeon toes, respiratory inflammation, permanent blindness, loss of sexual motivation, pancreatic dysfunction, goggle eyes, polio, and temporary darkening of the stool.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh, that's it. I'm sorry. That was a long one.
We interrupted you taking your Provisil.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got an announcement. I had to leave at 7:30 because I heard the Provisil was about to sell out, so I'm going to have to go get some.
Oh, you got to get some. Yeah.
Well, then what we need to do is jump right into topic changing
Let's
music.
Do it.
Topic changing music.
Here comes a topic on the Spike on the Mic Show.
All right, this isn't the first topic I want to haul out, but because my girlfriend Kim is here and she has a new position.
Girlfriend?
Yeah, well, okay. I'm that guy.
I don't think she knew that.
I'm a friend girl. This is breaking news.
Oh,
I want
all right.
you to expound on your new position with Hooters.
Hooters.
I am doing the merchandise for the stores.
Nice.
Now, when you say doing the merchandise, what does that mean?
I sell them the merchandise.
Hold on a second.
Well, no, I didn't mean anything dirty.
That's these people did.
I know. What I meant, so do you deal with, manufacturers of clothing, and you decide, yeah, that would look good with a Hooters logo on it, or no, or is that...
I actually have an input on... the designs for the merchandise.
Okay.
Yes. Nice. But then we have a flyer, and then we send out to all the stores, and then we take orders.
Oh, all right.
Now, when I saw you a couple months ago at the office, I didn't ask this, but you go around the country, right? I mean, it's like you do all the country. You do the group here in the area?
I do all the Florida stores.
Okay, perfect. That's a lot of stores,
Manhattan,
too.
Yeah. I have New York. I have Chicago.
Nice. Perfect.
Huh? Okay, yeah, so now, I like it. Not that I'm putting you on the spot, but how... would you actually sell merchandise to Hooters?
We make them a flyer, and then we send it to them, and then they pick out what they want to the store.
Because I'm that Joe. What's it called? Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
What's the regular guy y'all call him?
Joe Sixpack.
Yeah, I'm Joe Sixpack.
Joe the plumber.
And my girlfriend has a job, right? So now I'm at the job site. They say, hey, your lady has a job. What does she do? How will I explain it to them?
She works for Hooters. She does the merchandise.
And then they would say, okay, she and walk does away.
Or you could say Providence. She works for the corporate office.
Okay. All right. We'll talk offline.
We like it better with she works for Hooters.
Yeah, yeah, really. Because I just want to know exactly, you walk into Hooters and say, hey, here's a box of T-shirts.
No, I have to sell them the T-shirts. Like, I can come here and sit, today's Summer is the manager. If she wants me to have a meeting with her and I can sit down and we go through the book. And I help her pick out stuff that would sell good here.
Do you do suggestions they go, I just want three. We got a minimum order of 10, 20.
Oh, you have to have a minimum, yes.
Yeah.
There's a minimum order. And hats. Hooters sells a lot
of
hats.
How do you determine?
Yeah,
hats are good because, they're generally you have the omni size or whatever it's called. But what about shirts? Do you have to go what size? I mean.
Yes, you have to do so many small, yes. So many medium, yeah. So many larges.
Right. And here in Florida, there's so many quadruple Xs.
And then you have the girls' sizes, the men's sizes.
What sells more? Is it women's merchandise or men's merchandise?
Men's, because a lot of women buy men's.
Okay.
In Florida, the fishing T-shirts are the big sale here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is it?
The dry fit fabric there.
That's a big deal now.
Oh, yeah, that's very sportsy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, high performance sportswear.
Yes, it is.
All right, well.
If you're out there fishing.
Like I say, I'm a little lax on show prep today.
Yeah, you're not very excited about this conversation.
The hell you
really?
Say.
Really? You're always so perfectly prepared.
Let's stay on Kim then. Let's stay on Kim's talk.
Well, real quick, I do want to ask one thing because, obviously the Hooters T-shirts, fantastic shirts for everyone. But if you had a little sponge on the inside of the collar on the back, presented by Spike on the Mike Show, how much would that cost him?
Oh.
Let's talk offline.
We'll talk offline.
Yeah, let's talk offline.
Because,
should have Spike on the Mic t-shirts. Why not?
We should.
Oh. Yeah.
Just maybe right there on the sleeve, on the bottom thing.
Just a big S.
Yes, really.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
The Hooters, if we make the S a little bit bigger.
Actually, I had some printed up that just said, shut up, Spike.
No, we don't. We, no, that's,
today's
that's,
theme is up, A-word, so it would have a big ass on it.
Shut up, Spike.
Instead of a big ass.
With two big S's.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm glad that you were able to explain what your position is and how you...
Are you not excited for me?
I am over the top happy as all be damned because me and my Joe Sixpack guys at the job site, I like saying that, when I can explain that my girlfriend works at Hooters.
Okay, well, half of that is true.
Right. And we don't have enough money to pay the tab, so we're really happy.
Yeah, really.
That you work.
I have my Hooters card. Yeah. Thank God.
The weather's going to start getting cooler in a little while, so there'll be sweatshirts and jackets, probably.
We already have those out.
Hoodies.
Yes, we
do. Well, you have the New York and the Chicago, which are probably well into sales on those right now, anyway.
Well, and they have different designs. They have more New York, the subway, stuff New Yorkish.
I like it.
Yeah. And I love the guy in New York. They're great over there.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
Do you get to fly up to New York to see them?
No, but I want to soon.
Hey, right quick.
Where is the Hooters in New York?
Manhattan.
Times Square?
But I mean, where?
Right across from Madison Square Garden, right?
Oh, okay.
Well, the old one was right across from Madison Square Garden.
I've never been there, so I don't know.
I know the old one was, literally right across the street from the garden.
Yeah.
I don't know if they built a new one or if they just remodeled and made that one bigger. But it's right in that area, which the garden isn't far from Times Square.
Well, I want to go to New York so that I can go to the Knicks game so we can see Kevin Knox, the local guy, play basketball.
That's right,
Remember Spike? Yeah. You and
that's
I talked about
that. People,
this.
Yes.
Road so trip.
Yeah, really. And we can sell Hooters stuff.
All
right.
I want to see people in New York, too. Let's all go.
Let's go.
Yeah, I got family in Queens. We can go to the garden.
Let's check the SOTM budget, and we'll see if we can do that. We'll do all that. Right. All right.
Then we're not going down the street.
We can we can Airbnb it.
All right, so now.
Sounds another like you're on the Greyhound.
Another A word.
Kim, thank you for letting us get it all in your business. So now we're going to do some other topics. Topic change time.
But I thought we weren't done with that topic. But I guess we are, because here comes another topic on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. And what I do is I come up with a topic, and I need you guys as you illegal roof rap in the shipping containers and our special guests. I'm going to stop calling you a guest because you're just part of us now, okay?
Oh, that's so nice.
Unless you get all big.
My harps are warmy and fuzzy.
Yeah,
right now.
Don't get too big on us and just say, ooh, I'm too big for y'all, whatever the words I'm
I
trying to say.
I hope I don't
say.
Get big.
There you go, all right? Because you need to get back in them shouts. All right?
Shouts.
I like to call this topic Ash If It Matters.
Ash.
Another A word.
Ash.
Ash.
Ask.
Ash.
That's the same.
Oh, Ash.
Same
like Sesame Street.
Ash.
Ash.
If it
matters. Ash. 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 Ash.
Did you know our pitcher is empty?
Empty.
Empty. All right, so along.
Oh, no. Has this got something to do with black people getting ashy?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Does it have to do with Ash Wednesday because it's April and Easter is right around the corner?
God.
Is this kind of a barbecue thing?
You guys,
with
ever heard of Lake Romacomba? Lake
Ronacoma
Maloney Funeral Home?
No, nobody has.
Lake Ramacone.
English motherfucker.
Do you speak it? Ramacoma? Yes, I have.
Funeral Home, yeah.
Yeah. Lake Ramacone Funeral Home is
I just said Ramacoma. No, I haven't heard
of somewhere upstate New York. Well, they're a funeral home.
Ronacoma?
Yeah.
That's probably it. Ronacoma.
Yeah, there we go. You heard of it then?
Yes, I have.
Well, there was a
Lake
family.
Ronkonkoma.
I thought you were just saying cock.
No.
Now he's going to the C words.
Yeah.
No, I'm staying on the A's.
Stay focused.
All right.
Well,
we skipped the B's.
This family, this funeral home gave this family the ashes of a deceased person.
Okay.
And so the family traveled many miles away to spread the remains where the father died. A family member died. And so this family traveled many miles away to spread the ashes over the country.
Sure. I gotcha.
Everybody's happy and good.
Sure.
Well, long story short is Romacoma?
Yeah, Ronacoma.
Ronacoma.
Yeah.
Gave the family the wrong ashes.
Oh.
Because somebody died at the same time and they had to kind of
Does anybody think they get the right ashes?
I mean, how do you know?
How do you know?
Yeah.
So
I think they just empty the ashtrays from the funeral.
And why tell them even if they did?
Right.
All right, well, this was my question. My question to the legal riffraff shipping containers. What happened is, the family is upset. The family name is Sarupa Sharma.
Nah,
yeah,
probably not, but okay.
Yeah, that's probably not even close.
Probably not.
They ain't from Ronacoma.
They ain't from around here, are they?
The adults and the children are upset that they had to travel all over the United States, spread their father's wishes all over spots that he wanted to do.
Sure.
Only to find out that is the wrong
ashes.
That
they spread, you know.
Now, of course, I think the family is now trying to bother with the company for negligence.
Negligence?
And negligence?
Say that again.
Negligence, right.
Negligence and negligence.
I think I meant to say reckless and negligent.
Oh, you might have.
Shut up, Spike.
Negligence.
No, you know, did I say it?
Negligent.
Recklessness.
Let's all be careful how we pronounce the word negligent. So, Spike's not the only one who could possibly mispronounce something and cause a problem.
Exactly. All right, so anyway, I'm going to just sum this up, and I don't even know if this is what the story is talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm still fixated on how they found out it was the wrong ashes. Did they were like pouring it out and go, that doesn't look like Dad.
Serious.
Yeah. That's not what Dad would look like.
That gold tooth is missing.
Yeah, and let's say it was the place in Ronacoma that figured out it was the wrong ashes. Why would they tell anyone?
Right.
Why would they
admit it? Yeah. That's victimless crime.
You know, it's just ashes.
Really?
Yeah. Because my biological father
was... I don't believe that
was,
it was... I mean, just leave it alone. I wouldn't know.
Hey, exactly. You guys would never know this, but we screwed up and we wanted to tell you about it.
No. Yeah.
Why would they do that?
No.
Isn't that an honorable business?
No.
Yeah,
no.
But they've already traveled around the world. They've already dumped his ashes.
Yeah.
They've already had the crime.
No, as far as they know, it was the guy.
What
right.
Did they say? Bring them back with you the right ones?
Yeah.
You're not going to make anything better by telling them the truth at that point.
It's like Christmas. It's a thought that counts.
I don't know, man.
Here's the problem. Were they a little worried because Uncle Patel might come back reincarnation from one of these other places?
No, they don't believe any of that.
What are you talking about?
There's a ton of Patels. I don't really think that matters.
There's a Patel running for office in Hillsborough County. What are you talking about?
All right, so would you guys be happy to know that
Ronkonkoma,
that was close.
Right.
Ronkonkoma.
So they say they're going to check their procedures and make sure that they will not let this mishap happen
good.
Again.
Sure, that's a good idea.
They'll never tell somebody they screwed up again.
Yes.
That's the best thing they could do.
So my question to the legal riffraff in the shipping containers, because Ronkonkoma been in business for 85 years.
85 years.
Do you think that the family has a lawsuit? Mental anguish.
Probably.
That's what it is. Mental anguish.
Another
A word.
Anguish.
Yeah.
Anguish.
Yeah, another A word.
So do you think the family has a suit? Let me start out with you.
Me?
Yeah. All right,
that's fine. Yeah, they have a lawsuit, and I think they can probably get expenses of traveling around to each of their locations. And honestly, because it is just ashes, I mean... What are they asking? If they're asking for $5 million, I'd have a problem of giving them $5 million. But, you know, a $25,000, I'm sure they're insured. This is a funeral home. I'm sure they got some sort of insurance. So $25,000, $50,000, and unfortunately their rates are going to go sky high.
They don't have anguish insurance.
All right, well, tell you what. You know what? I don't like your answer.
So have a suit?
So I'm
But they traveled.
So I'm kicking you off the show.
All right. Oh, wow. You did go that
stepping.
Way.
Yeah, you can just leave. I don't like you.
So only got 4 minutes left anyway.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Yeah, wait. Yeah, wait, he's taking off his headphones.
Oh, my God. He's storming out like Steve.
A word to you.
Man.
All right, so
that's
now.
It.
So
there
now.
There you go.
Wait,
you
he's
guys,
going.
So now you guys better be careful because you know how we roll here.
Yeah, and if I have a chance to get kicked off the show, I'm going for it.
He did chug his beer, though, before he left.
I'm just saying.
Like a boss.
Kim.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll get kicked off the show, and then you get kicked off the show, and we'll get out of here.
Okay, oh.
All right.
Wait a minute.
What about Dina?
Oh, don't leave me here with Spike.
Dina is not listening and not part of the equation right now. So
I was just asking another
Although I did text her, and I haven't heard back from her yet.
I was just asking.
Hold on a second.
Oh, for the love of God.
Hello, Midas. Okay, so listen.
Nobody's feeling anguished that Schmatz left.
Right now, right now,
it hasn't set in yet.
I'm on the edge of my seat, so don't get kicked off the show.
Okay,
I'm just saying. All right.
Because next week we'll be somewhere else.
Yeah,
Kim, that's right.
Don't you love a forceful man?
A what?
Why are you talking so sexy to me right now?
Now.
A forceful.
Seriously.
A fourth of a man.
Feckless? A fourth of a man?
No, phosphorus. Phosphorus. It's a metal.
Photosynthesis.
And it burns in air.
Oh, a filibuster.
All right,
phosphorus.
So we got word from
Words
sister. Sister that says that during the cremation, they're supposed to check fingerprints and...
Well, I know they're supposed to.
Oh.
And I know they screwed up.
But they
but put nobody else
urns.
Would know they screwed up. That's my point.
Yeah, exactly. If they just kept their mouth shut.
Yeah, the people, I'm
the
sure they are mentally
would have been
anguished.
Happy. They're just spreading some crap.
So do they all have the same urns? Yeah. I mean, did they give them the right urn? You know what I mean? With the
right urn, wrong
ashes.
That's the name of this. That's what this show. That's what this segment should have been called.
Right urn, wrong ashes.
But
this.
No, the thing is that I think they do have a suit. I'm sure they are anguished because they wasted their time with a stranger's ashes.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have known if the funeral home hadn't told them. And sure, maybe that's not ethically the right answer, but
who cares?
But there would have been no harm, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Nobody would have ever known.
But everybody sues for anything these days, so
for
sure they're going to get a lawsuit.
Yeah, I think they are going to get some money.
Reading more into the article, they said this is an ancient Hindu practice.
I know.
So if they spread ashes on non-Hindu stuff,
sure,
then the ashes would probably just blow away.
Well, I understand.
Yeah. You didn't know what you were talking about.
All right, so Kim, do you think that the funeral home of Ruku and...
Ruku and Koma.
Ronkonkoma.
They're going to pay. They're going to end up paying.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they're going to come crying.
You would award them damages?
God, Gas Man's leaving now.
It's not up to them. It's up to... They're going to file a lawsuit.
But if you was the person that's making the decision on the suit, you would fight. You would rubber stamp the with the family against the...
Well, you're going to have two sides. They're going to say that, you know, they went and they cried. And...
Is that the same motorcycle?
No.
Might be. They're taking laps.
No. I have gas.
We're actually on a racetrack.
Yeah. Oh.
So they're going to call and say that, you know, they're sad that they went and they spent all this money to go travel and they cried. And then they're going to say it wasn't the right ashes. So that's going to be.
But I think the trial is going to come down to the complaint is going to be, we suffered anguish because they screwed up. And then their lawyer's going to say, hey, did you guys screw up? And they're going to be like, yeah. And they'll be like, case closed. You did screw up.
And the lawyer's going to say, you're going to have to pay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of cut and dry.
They should only be paid enough to go on another crying trip.
I guess.
Really?
Yeah, I guess.
So, Gas Man?
They can sue and they'll probably get some money, but it's like this old girlfriend of mine said, never admit to anything. I don't care if I catch you with your pants down and doing it. Don't admit you were doing it. Yeah. Never admit you were wrong.
Never admit it.
But I mean, if
that
there really is...
That was not a visual that I needed to see.
Yeah, no, that's a good girlfriend.
If there really is spiritual significance,
but they
though,
already told on themselves. They were the ones
who took the
cat out of the bag.
Never admit to anything, like I said. Never
that's where they screwed up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, snap. Here's another little thing I just found out reading the article.
Oh, you read the article now?
Yeah. Well,
wow. Yeah. First time for everything.
Yep.
It ended up being the right ones. It was the right ashes. Yeah,
Granddad's not even dead.
Yeah. No. Here's something.
It was his cigarette.
That may make you guys feel more sympathy for the...
Ron Conkerman?
No, the Sharama family.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sharama.
He directed Slumdog Millionaire.
The family had planned to scatter the dad's ashes along with their mom's, who had died 7 months earlier.
Oh, no. Oh, so they mixed moms with the wrong ashes?
So mom
ashes?
Had an affair with the other ashes.
No. Now dad is spraying on top of somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom ashes are right here waiting on dad's
they
ashes.
They split up a household.
What about the people that is the wrong ashes? What about those people?
Yeah, what about those people?
Dad is a whore.
They don't know about it yet.
They have some Indian
unless
guys
they listen
ashes.
To the spike.
They wanted to see
show.
How this was going to happen first before they told the other people.
Oh, yeah, really.
Oh, my God. What a mess.
Can you imagine the dad who goes behind the ash door expecting to see his wife, and he turns out, ooh, this ain't you, Lisa. Hey, how you doing?
Well, I don't know if ashes have that much cognitive thought process.
I'm not thinking.
You know.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind trying some of that.
You don't know. But I'm just saying, because the family wanted to spread the ashes with the mom, right?
Yeah, I get that.
When did we get Apu as a cast member?
What is the story about the Hindu ashes? It just comes out all of a sudden.
All right, did you give me your opinion on this?
I don't know. Do I have an opinion?
Yeah, what is it?
Basically, they should have kept their mouth shut. And now that they didn't, they should just go out of business.
Go out of business, but then there can be dead bodies everywhere.
Yeah,
that's fine. He
says.
That's
fine.
Okay.
All right. Well,
problem solved.
I hope that's not in Tampa.
Boom. All over.
Here is. I'm going to make an executive decision, and I'm going to make what they should do. They were correct in acknowledging their mistake.
Sure.
Let them know, and as they said, we've checked our protocols. We've been in business for 85 years. Right. This will never happen again.
Here's some new fake ashes.
Yeah. That gives the future dead people a sense of confidence. If we can go back to Ramadan's funeral home.
Yeah, Ronkonkoma.
But after 85 years, do you really think that's the first time this has happened? I don't think so.
I don't either.
I want to know what happened to the other people.
Oh, well...
The wrong ashes.
In closing of the story...
What about the other ashes?
They said that neither family... Because they tried to contact the other family, they would not return their call.
Oh, that's fortunate.
You know why?
Maybe their phone was turned off.
Because they didn't want to admit that Grandpa Joe was probably spread over somebody else. You know what I'm screaming?
They haven't figured out that they're going to get money from it.
You want to put this under that one?
Yeah, thank you.
Grandpa Joe is a whore.
No, the other people are probably just, you know, regular non-Patels. Oh, my God. We're going to get shot for that.
Non-Patels.
Non-Patels. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You mean non-money.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for cleaning
it. Non-doctors.
For cleaning that up. So, long story short, everybody happy. All right, then, damn it. Let's go. Next story.
Oh,
Tommy
yeah.
Tenji music.
Let's see if we can do better this time.
Nope.
On the Spike of the Mike show.
You know what show this is?
Really?
The A show.
All right, I like to call this story, and since we have a chromosome,
right, yeah.
We have an XY chromosome.
No, no, an XX.
Oh, XX. Yeah,
whatever.
You'll never get it right.
All right, okay.
We're so hard at not getting it right.
Don't go to Ebor on Drag Night, Spike. I'm just telling you.
She's saying XY. Said you were an XY chromosome.
Which is so...
inaccurate.
Dicky.
There's a D word.
Yeah. No. Hold on a second. If you live your life...
Have you went to C word?
Living one... Living... You live your life learning one thing...
Right,
then,
and it's the wrong thing.
Hey, you're gonna live that life.
No, you're gonna correct yourself.
Yeah, and get better
and do it right.
No,
and get better. Yes.
What do you mean no?
Yeah.
No. Mm.
Shut up, Spot.
If I always for all the rest of my days put my left leg and
they
my pant
call
leg.
Call me Mr. Tibbs.
If I put
Spike.
My
You're a father, correct?
Correct. I've had sex.
May I presume at one point that Princess Brown, maybe as a toddler, peed or pooped somewhere where she wasn't supposed to?
Why is she brown?
That's
her name,
that's her
Princess
name.
Brown.
Princess Brown.
Yeah. Princess Brown is her name?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's
so she.
Well, I kind of figured that.
Can I presume that happened, though?
But I'm not that dumb.
Yeah. Say what?
Can I presume that happened, that at one point she may have peed or pooped somewhere she wasn't supposed to?
Correct.
And what did you do? Did you say, well, that's how she's going to live her life?
No,
she's just going to...
I beat her.
You beat her.
Oh,
you put her nose in it and beat her with a paperweight.
We don't need to know the particulars, but you corrected her behavior, and then she learned to do better, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, just asking.
But in her defense, if you drink too much Fireball, you will pee where you're not supposed to.
I had no idea, but apparently
you'll do
we should be beating him. Yes.
And hopefully he wasn't feeding her Fireball
allegedly.
As a toddler.
Allegedly.
Yes.
I left out allegedly. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, because let me, here's this sidetrack, because I had that much show prep. Sidetrack on Princess Brown. She was a little girl, and she was in, like, little school, maybe where they...
Preschool.
One of them things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And she soiled herself.
Right.
All right. That happened to me.
I guess she's going to live that life.
No. Yeah. So they called me. I had to go down to the place.
Right.
And then in front of the
whole class, you smacked her.
But here's the bad thing. And I was like...
Oh, here's the bad thing.
Yeah, here's the bad thing. I asked her. I said, hey, Brown, okay, so what should we do about this? She said, I guess you're going to beat me.
Whoa.
No, not in front of everybody. You don't say that here. So I was like, uh-oh.
Wow.
This is not going to turn out well.
How old is Brown now?
24.
And she's about to be. She's about to be a counselor.
Yeah, she's
a lawyer.
She's graduating from University of Florida Law School.
Awesome, congratulations.
Yes. She came from you?
In December. Yeah. Or a pool guy. One of the two.
It's hard for me to imagine her giving her graduate thesis, and then the professor finds an error, and she goes, well, I'm just living my life. That's just how
that's
it's going to be.
Yeah.
And he changed it to an A.
Yeah.
Good for her. It's really hard to get in the University of Florida.
I know.
It's hard to do that and be part of Spike's family.
Hold on a second.
She's been on the show before. She's a wonderful guest.
Yes, she's a wonderful girl.
I'm wonderful.
I don't know that I've ever seen a picture of her.
Let's not get excited.
Oh, well, I'll show you one. But, you know, so let's continue on. Did we do show topping?
Yeah, we changed topics.
All right, so listen. I don't know how you're going to take this, but I like to call this Stand Over Here, Please.
Stand Over Here, Please.
Yes.
It's my job to repeat it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Do you guys know why, when you're getting married, do you know why... the woman stands on one side and the guy stands on the other side?
Yeah, because there's only two sides.
Yeah, they can't stand in the same spot.
So it's got to be.
Process elimination?
Yeah.
No, because Spike on the Mic and our Crack Pack Research Department.
Crack Pack.
Crack Pack, yeah.
It's a pack of people smoking
crack. Something wrong with your tongue tonight?
Yes. Crack, what is it?
pipe.
Crack research team.
Crack pipe. You know that? Yeah. Our crack pipe research team.
No, yeah. When there's a bunch of people just doing research, our intelligent research.
Why is he using the word crack? That's a C word.
I don't know.
We missed C.
He heard it somewhere.
Let's just be glad he's not using other C words.
Our awesome research team.
Use an A word. We're trying it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Asshole our research team. Yes.
He's confused.
Yes.
So, I'm going to need a shot of Fireball.
So anyway, what happens is... the reason, and I'm going to... Listen, this show is going to expound your guys' knowledge of...
Expound. Yes. Is that a word?
It is now.
Yes.
He's speaking Spike.
Okay. I can feel my nuggets expounding now.
He is speaking Spike, people. He's speaking Spike.
Is it that hard to understand me?
No.
No, we got
I have no idea what's going on right now.
Well,
I thought we started a topic, and I don't know where we are with that.
That's because you insist on only drinking club soda.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
I'm waiting for Dina to text me back.
No, focus. Focus.
Oh, sorry.
There we go. All right, so there's a. I lost my topic. Messing around with y'all. There's a ritual.
Stand over here, please.
Oh, there
you go. A ritual.
Yeah.
A ritual.
What's your name?
Crack Ritual.
Her name's Kim.
Kim.
Kim, the XX chromosome.
I thought you was going to be on my side.
Why do people stand next to each other, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
On the side of each other.
At a wedding.
Yeah.
Yes. This tradition dates back to the 16th century.
Ooh.
Oh.
So what day was that?
More than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. All
right. Right before the...
Before we started doing this show.
Right,
yeah.
Before the 17th?
And after the
15th. It feels like longer.
We're in the 21st.
Wow. So do the math.
5 centuries.
There we go. So way back then.
No, wait a minute. 2 people are getting married.
Yes.
What choice do they have besides standing next to each other?
Right.
Yeah. They can stand.
I mean, what else could they do?
Yeah, I see what side.
You didn't say. You've still not identified what side.
You're saying that the bride has to stand on one certain side.
Correct.
And the groom stands on the other. Yeah, which is it?
The left side of the man.
Hell, if you know.
Not the right, the left.
Okay.
Which side did they scatter the ashes on?
Yeah. All right, so I'm going
to... The wrong ones.
Stop talking about the ashes.
Okay, so here's it. So you guys have probably lived all your life not knowing why. Our crack-packed team of researchers people have defined why this happened.
You mean crack-pot?
All right.
Our
Let's
crack
hear
jack,
it.
Crack-jack. Anyway, I'll find out what
Cracker
the crack...
Jack, yes.
I'll find out what the crack people are doing. Hmm? The reason is because traditionally, back in the 16th centuries, they would have the female would stand on the left side of the man.
Okay.
Okay, as they're facing the pastor.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
You'd be on the left side whether you're facing the man or not. You're always on the left side.
No.
If you're facing the other way, then left is different.
Yeah.
No, if I'm... My left
Yes, it is.
Isn't my left always my left?
Yes.
Yes, and if you turn around, your left is... Like, turn around right now. Your left right now is where?
On my left.
Yeah, but it's over there. Now, if you turn around, now it's over here.
You're missing the point.
Yeah, I am missing the point.
Yeah, we are totally missing...
People are wondering. Okay, this is the reason why
people
this
aren't wondering. People are wondering why they're listening.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Because
that
back in the 16th
person.
Century, the man which always had to have his right hand free for fighting.
Oh.
So if by
but he's a left-handed fighter.
Ooh, that's a problem. So if by
he may be a lefty.
A southpaw.
If by chance,
like Rocky Balboa,
someone decided that they want to fight for the woman that's getting. Ooh, almost said neutered. Woman is getting... I guess I shouldn't
have
said
that. That's what happens to the man when he gets married.
Yeah. The woman is getting married.
The man gets married when he gets...
He will have his dominant hand free to fight, to defend her honor. Now, it doesn't say whether she want to be there or not, but...
Yo, Adrian.
Kim, how would you feel if you're... it's your big day. You're getting married. You're at the altar with your husband-to-be, and another guy comes up and wants to fight him for you. How do you feel about that situation? Is that, oh, that's so romantic. I'm wanted
yeah,
by this stranger.
I got this dress and everything.
That would be far from romantic.
If, yeah.
Yeah, that would
not
be
something
awful.
You'd look forward to.
No, not at all.
But, oh, no. Au contraire.
What if you're like, what if this guy's better? What if he's a better fighter?
What, what would be like, why are we paying security when, you know?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Who pays for security at a church?
I do.
Well, if there's going to be fights breaking out, you better pay for security.
Yeah.
But hold on a second.
He's going to need his left hand.
Whenever I'm around, I'm always security.
He's
going to
need both hands.
If what did they used to shout in the 16th century since they didn't have World Star yet?
Oh, yeah.
But if the man that you're getting hitched
question.
To loses the fight, isn't that kind of embarrassing?
Well,
yeah.
Not if she's in love with him.
I guess I belong to him now.
He's got his ass beat.
Yeah, he got his
ass beat. I'd be a little embarrassed.
When he wakes up, I'm going to tell him
especially
that.
Especially if somebody I could have beat their ass.
Yeah, really.
Right.
Yeah. So by that rationale, all I got to do to get a hot woman is beat up her man?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, just.
Well,
not at her wedding.
But only
just on a date.
Only with your right hand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, go inside, find a couple that's here on a date, and just beat the crap out of the man, and then you have a girlfriend then.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
But they got to be standing on the right side.
Well, yeah, you got to give him a chance to fight you with his dominant hand.
See which hand he drinks, picks up a beer with. Then he's a righty or a lefty.
Oh,
then
I've been trained in martial arts, so I'm ambidextrous, so I can fight with either hand. So.
Oh, my God.
A word.
Oh.
I hope that starts with A, right?
Yeah. Ambidextrous.
You both, we both look
so,
yeah.
So you could marry either sex.
Allegedly.
All right. Yeah.
Which way to win is blowing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Chatline said women have no choice back in the 16th century.
Oh. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
That's pretty much property at that point.
Yeah.
That's why the right hand was free to defend her honor and.
Seems like
they
could have worked something out, like, since they're just property. Like, hey, I want that woman. It's like, well, what do you got? Yeah. What do you offer me for? You got some goats? You got a wagon that can haul produce to the market with? Might be able to work. You might be able to have her without us getting in a fight.
Yeah, but what if
I... She's just property.
What if I decide I want to change her? I love her. No, Lisa, you mine. And I rush into the place. And then the guy has...
It just seems like you work something out.
See, that's where Xena Warrior Princess came from. You never watched that show?
No.
What? Damn.
You never watched Xena Warrior Princess?
Is that supposed to scare the guy running into the
place?
Thank
goodness I don't have to spell
that.
That was Xena's battle cry.
All right, well.
Put it on YouTube.
And to backpack on.
Yeah. Oh, backpack, yeah.
Yeah, we got to backpack it up.
To backpack on the man standing on
the
right
crack side. Jack.
On the right side, do you guys know the origin of the best man?
No.
I would say he's
the groom's best friend.
I would say he supplied his weapon.
Yeah, why is that part of the
ceremony?
The
girl's best friend?
No, the groom's.
No, the groom's.
Oh. The groom's best friend.
You can't throw words at him like groom.
That's a G word. Like,
what does brushing your hair have to do with anything?
Yeah, really. Serious. I thought you'd have cleaned up before you got down the rock.
He really did look at me like he knew nothing what I was talking about.
That's a G word.
Right? Yeah. Gas man, you understand the reason of the best man?
I'm going to guess that he was the weapon supplier to the he stands to his right side.
Yeah,
he can give him a weapon.
He does. And PWs?
My best man, I don't think I saw him after the wedding ever again.
Let me change my answer.
Aww.
If something happens to the groom, then a best man marries
the
bride.
Was he with the wife? Was he the other hand?
Where are his
was
ashes
scattered?
Was he
the other hand?
Yeah, really.
Oh,
what did you do with his ashes?
No. All you guys are incorrect.
I didn't get to guess.
Oh, well,
yeah.
I'm going to guess it was the groom's servant, his best servant, his number one servant.
That's the guy, right?
Yeah, the groom
is
the man.
That would be the bride, the groom.
So his best man was there, you know, to serve him, like, if he needed something during the ceremony. So
almost close, but no.
Okay, all right.
The best man, his role was to stand guard at the door when the two people get together and do the inkering.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah.
So he was the security guard?
Best man, worst job.
He was the bouncer.
Yeah, he was standing at the front door to make sure why they... There's a big word here I'm going to try to use.
Copulate.
Consummate. Yeah, the wedding or the thing, whatever it's called.
That's not right.
Damn, he
so they're
that
inside.
Correctly.
We need to buy him a dictionary.
He's like, "Hey, Bob, my best man, you out there?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm standing here by the door.
What's going on out there?
Can you hear everything we're doing?" Yeah, what's unfortunately, I can hear it. He's like, "Okay, because we can be louder." No, it's fine. I'm just going to stand here till you're done.
I think I saw that on Pornhub.
My job.
So, listen, my role is to educate you guys on the things in life.
Well,
so
I feel
now,
worse for knowing this.
No, no.
He's going to educate us.
Yeah.
So
I
let's
guess.
Let's say that you are traveling somewhere and somebody says, hey, Kim, why in the world does the woman stand on the left side? You will not have to say, I don't know anymore.
Thank God that situation has been cleared up.
I don't know if I want to give that answer out loud.
Yeah.
Why? It's information. It's called knowledge. Dr. Captain Clark.
Huh?
You can never again not know why.
I know, and it happens all the time, right. too. So I'm glad you saved me
Matter
from that.
Matter of fact, you are no Norn. I mean.
A what?
You are no words? Norn. You are no Norn.
Next show. Next show, I'm going to pronounce all words
Nanu,
correct.
Nanu?
Oh, come on.
Is that before or after beer?
Yeah. That don't matter.
What were you trying to say just now so I can respond?
You ordained.
I'm ordained, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That means I have to sign paperwork is really all that is. So
yeah.
But stand up and tell some jokes and then sign the paperwork and then chop, they're married.
Let's say you ordained in a wedding.
You collect money, though.
If they was on the wrong side, would you say anything?
I'm trying to think where they stand.
No,
are they both the same sex?
I haven't done a same-sex marriage yet.
That's an issue there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've always been on the right side, now that you mention it. Yeah, that's always been... To my right, it's the groom, and to my left, it's the bride, which means he would... Yeah. Yeah.
So if that...
Same sex, they have to be on shoulders.
They have to be... Yeah.
So
but
if
who
they,
gets to be the top guy and who gets to be the bottom?
The dominant is on top.
I think you put... If it's same sex, you put them on a lazy Susan and just kind of spin them around.
Oh, spin it. Yeah.
During the ceremony so they get equal time.
Yeah.
So would you... Make, hold on a second. Would you guys go to a wedding? Would you guys say, ooh, they're on the wrong side?
No.
Yeah, I'd storm out.
You wouldn't?
Yeah.
Kim, you okay with all
No.
Even though you have not been educated on the facts of 16th century's customs.
That was 500 years ago.
I would still not
say I was
I may
on
say
the
something
right
to somebody
side.
Next to me.
I was
My on husband, who is actually on the right.
On the right. Okay. So you would say something.
Not out loud.
But now you know.
Now I know.
And knowing is
so much more smarter now.
Yes, you is. Dr. Captain Carr, I mean, yeah, not that you, PWs?
Yes, I was on the right side.
I don't have no idea. Gas man.
I wouldn't say anything. It's not my wedding. What do I care?
Huh.
Look. All right. Get this over with so we can get in there and eat and do the electric slide. That's all I
get to
about.
The open bar,
right,
baby.
Exactly.
The open bar.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I'm well, here for the party. I could care less what you guys think.
Oh, yeah. Let's do the electric slide.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the electric slide.
You don't?
Kim.
That's the new up version.
Kim, as a woman, are women born knowing how to do the electric slide and all these wedding dances? Because you can all do it.
I don't know that. Yeah. No, I just
do you know how to do it.
Hold on. Yeah. Can you do
it? See, it's like an instinct thing.
Of course I can do it.
That's amazing to me.
You say, of course, like that's obvious.
But, Clark,
all women do. I don't know how to do it.
You can do the hokey pokey, though.
I can do the hokey pokey because they tell you what to do.
Oh, all
right. Right. The electric slide, you got to know.
Spike, can you?
I got rhythm with a V. Yeah.
It's nothing to do with rhythm.
Rhythm.
It is.
It's not. It's knowing a dance.
Can you line dance?
Yeah.
I can do everything. I can do it all. New socks and draws. So, yes. To simplify my answer, yes, I can do anything. Break it on down.
I don't think I've ever seen you dance.
Because I'm shy.
Oh, that's
right.
In what life?
Let me get my hip waders on.
That would be a month. That's a month, not a life.
Yeah, really. All right, well, so let's do this. Let's just go ahead and do... What's trending?
What's trending?
This poor guy has an Ohio State.
I know.
Somebody must have threw that out as they were riding down the hill.
He lost a bit.
Yeah.
Time for What's Trending, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Full metal jacket, baby.
Hey. All right. Well, as is always the case, Twitter, there's things that are trending. Let's just start at the top and go down. Why would John McCain be trending?
Let me think.
Too soon, man. Come on.
That's what's trending.
What's trending.
I'm not making fun. It's what's trending.
I think he croaked.
Okay. Spike, do you want to guess?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
All right. Kim, do you want to guess why John McCain is trending?
I have no idea.
All right. Mark?
Because the great war hero and my fellow military veteran buddy passed away.
Well, you're all partially right. He did pass away. That's factually accurate.
Uh-oh.
But there's controversy after the fact.
Okay, then let me go again.
Okay.
The White House raised the flag to full staff.
Correctamundo.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep. Yeah.
Now, apparently, the official protocol is it's up to the president whether to raise it or lower it. But typically, it's lowered until the body has been interned.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And apparently, there's photos of the flags at the Washington Monument at half mast.
Sure.
With the White House in the forefront with the flag all the way up.
Yep, I saw it. Yep.
So that's why that's twending.
Oh, right. That's great.
That's a. I don't know. What do the kids call that? Petty.
Are they saying why?
Yeah. The kids call that our...
Well, it's been lowered now.
The lower flag guy wasn't there.
Yeah, Trump wanted it up for whatever reason. They weren't particularly fond of each other when he was alive, but who knows? I'm sure there'll be a tweet about it later, but right now we don't
of
know.
Of course.
Yep. All right. Let's see. What else is trending? I'm not going to do that. That's an ad. Manu Ginobili.
Wow.
Yeah. Why is Manu... First of all, who's Manu Ginobili?
He's a basketball player for the San Antonio Spurs.
Correct.
Wow.
He's retired.
You win.
Why is he twending, though?
I think he got a head coaching job.
I think he just announced his retirement.
Oh. I don't know.
Did you know he's the only player to capture an NBA title, gold medal, and a bat in his career? I don't know what that means. He captured a bat.
There was a bat flying on a court, and he reached out and snagged it.
Oh, man. He is a legend.
He grabbed it, yeah. Ginobili's a beast. He's a beast, man.
Apparently, people are debating whether or not he's a Hall of Famer or whether he should be inducted in the Hall of Fame when it's time.
That's a tough one, man. He was a great player.
And
they wouldn't have won without him. And a great back catcher. They wouldn't have won without him, but Hall of Famer. I wouldn't be against it, but I'm not sure.
Skip Bayless says he's the most exciting player he's ever watched. Apparently, Skip Bayless has never seen much basketball because I can think of three people right off the top of my head that are
Me
more
too.
Exciting than him.
So,
some of them I don't even like LeBron, but he's more exciting to watch than freaking.
There was a guy named Jordan that had some success, I think.
Yeah. Pete Maravich.
Pete Maravich.
Another guy named Larry Bird, Magic Johnson.
Clef Jordan
was pretty good.
Yeah,
he was good.
That was when the shorts were short.
Yeah.
They were short.
Yeah, they were. They were really short.
Yeah.
Basketball shorts were short.
All Here's right. one I don't know the answer to. Sarasota. Why is Sarasota twending?
Red Todd and Dead Fish.
That is part of it, looks like. It has something to do with the election, apparently.
Oh.
I don't know.
Sarasota?
Is that where the first polls are closing? I know.
Golf carts are out of control.
Oh, Gwen Graham was down there campaigning. Oh, she's one of the candidates.
Oh,
so.
And Jerry Springer and Joe Perry live in Sarasota.
So does Brian Johnson, former lead singer of AC/DC.
That's right.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Monica Seles.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Monica Seles lives down there.
Wow.
I believe Geraldo Rivera's mother lives there.
No way.
Yep.
Oh. My friend Fabian lives down there.
Oh, Fabian lives down there?
Fabian,
yeah. Hey.
All right.
That's it.
Okay. What else is trending?
You want to do one more?
One more,
please,
quickly.
One more.
Let's see. Why is Alec Baldwin trending?
Alec Baldwin.
Cheated on his wife again.
All right.
Have you seen his daughter? She is hot.
So that's not why she's twending. Is that your guess?
Yeah. Because
she's got hot daughters?
She was on a motorcycle, yeah.
All right.
On Instagram. Oh, man.
PW?
And how old is his daughter?
He's refusing to ever do Trump again.
Okay. Spike?
No idea.
Alec Baldwin is going to play Bruce Wayne's father in a movie about the Joker.
Oh, nice.
So that's from The Hollywood Reporter.
Wow. Well, that's kind of cool.
And then this guy commented and said, Alec Baldwin will play Batman's father in the Joker, and Scott Baio will play the person that rips your movie ticket at AMC.
That's great.
Okay.
The shot at Scott Baio.
All right.
So, that's all that's trending.
All right. That's
fabulous. That was beautiful.
Woo-hoo.
What? But there's no closing?
No.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That's the end of the the.
I mean, I could do this.
All right.
And then we stop.
Full Metal Jacket, baby.
Production value is really likes it. Oh, yeah. And listen. Before we go, I gotta ask my beautiful girlfriend Kim.
Oh yeah.
I don't think she's your girlfriend.
Dude, why are you snatching my dreams?
I'm sorry. That's what I do.
You are a dream snatcher.
Why are you pulling the curtain back, man?
Yeah,
well,
really.
Why not?
Because Dina's not here.
Because Dina's not here.
Yeah, so
number
when
two.
You, when you walk around the office of Providence.
Yes, sir.
just say, hey, I was on the Spike on the Mic show and it was awesome. With an R.
With the A word.
With an R. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Just everyone just drop, just drop,
yeah,
drop
just
it.
Drop that.
I will.
Yeah.
We had, because we had Drosty on the show.
And then maybe
a
we
while
can go
back.
To New York.
He loved it.
Ed's his office is down a little bit from mine. We're on the same floor.
Ooh. Are you in the office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, work from home on Tuesday and Thursday.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Those are good hours.
Hey, a hell of a gig.
You need an assistant?
But Ed had Pete and Shorty at the office yesterday.
That means
yesterday,
no.
Yeah, really?
No, not yet. Maybe in the future, hopefully.
Yes.
All right.
All right, well, we done went over time, so I want to thank Dr. Captain Clark.
Oh, you're
I
want to
thank the gas man, PWs.
Yeah.
Bill Smash, you kick off the show. You're done.
He's gone.
Beautiful. My girlfriend, Kim.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby girl.
I love you.
Love you back. This is Spike on the Mic Show, and we out, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
One.